WMF. Oh, 10:03 in the morning. Mike on the mic here, along with Cass on the mic.
Hello, Mike.
How are you?
I am doing fine.
Yay. Yeah. Yeah, that was another fun set.
Boy, you have been on a roll, my friend.
It's kind of painful at my age to be rolling like that.
How come
it sounds like the air conditioner's on? It's nice having a busy street right outside.
Yeah, well, they were doing the leaves earlier. I think they might be back doing it again.
Well, damn them.
We had these gale force winds around here, for anyone who's listening, outside the area the last couple of days. So
crazy weather.
Yeah, poor leaves have taken a hit.
This must be really just like stunningly interesting for everybody listening.
No doubt.
Okay, so we started off that last set with our friend Thomas Fay, lead singer of Infinite Sonic, Bogota, Colombia, by way of Wakefield and
that's such
Chelsea.
A cliche,
isn't it though? Yeah, they have a new EP called Alpha that was Asphyxiate. Wonderful work from those guys. It gets better every time we hear them.
Yeah, I really like that one.
Congratulations, Mr. Fay. That was really nice. I can't wait till you come back here to the States and we can have you back here again. Joe Jackson, of course, from a classic album in 1979 called Look Sharp. That was Sunday Papers. David Bowie by request for Tom Ruprecht. That was the soundtrack version of Cat People, Putting Out Fire. And, you know, the album version's great, but Cass made sure that I played that one.
And we were saying, while I was playing, you know, the Let's Dance version is produced by Nile Rodgers, who I think also plays on it. So you know that if the soundtrack version is even better, that shows you how good it is. Because that's a pretty high bar to have to get over, is having Nile Rodgers produce your track. But they did it.
Yeah, it was awesome. Aerosmith, thank you, Tom. Aerosmith was next from the live bootleg CD, that Toys in the Attic. I love that track, and I love our digital library here, because there's just all kinds of versions of things I can pick from. It was great, and special guests, just to extend Halloween a little bit, because we radio people can do that. We can do anything we want. We're all powerful.
You have the power.
Yes, we do. The Boogeyman from Studio 6, The Cockroach Sessions. And that's what it's called.
I
don't make things up ever. I'm very, very truthful.
That's great.
The Boogeyman, it was, very, very bone-chilling. And I love flute in rock and roll. And those guys with the five-part harmonies. I mean, come on.
It was...
The five-part harmonies, guys.
I think the only word that comes to mind is sick.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah. Sick in a good five-part harmony
way. In a great five-part harmony, flutish kind of way.
10:06 in the morning, really happy to play the New Noise. It's another Boston band called The Motivated Sequence. You guys may not know too much about them, but we met a guy named Zach Burt over at the Lizard Lounge, and he was just playing some solo acoustic, and he blew us away, and he said, I'm in a band called The Motivated Sequence, and we kept them in our sights ever since, and they've got a new EP out called The Matador. This is just a great song. It is not the one I wanted to play, but this one is. It's called Lay Here Lying, brand new here at WMFO in Medford.
You wish me all the best, well, all the best ain't on my wish list. 'Cause I'm still getting my fill. You can keep on pouring, you can watch me spill. 'Cause I'm still coming up short. You can cut me down to size, we can make this hurt. 'Cause I'm still waiting to feel like I'm showing. Sight for sore eyes that's gone unseen. You buckled up to settle down, but I'm just praying for the crash, 'cause I'm still having the time of my life. Maybe someday you can have mine, but I'm just making this worse. I wouldn't have it any other way. Let's make this hurt, 'cause I'm still waiting to feel like I'm showing.
Began to warm and chill to objects in the fields, a ragged cup, a twisted mop, the face of Jesus in my soup, those sinister dinner deals, a meal trolley's wicked wheels, a hook bone rising from my food. All things good are ungood, and the mercy seat is awaiting, and I think my head is burning in a way I'm yearning to be done with all this weighing up a truth, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, and anyway I told the truth, and I'm not afraid to die. Interpret sign and catalog, a blackened tooth, a scarlet fog. The walls are bad, black bottom kind, the other sick breath at my hind. And I hear stories from the chamber, how Christ was born into a manger, and like some ragged stranger died upon the cross. And might I say, it seems so fitting in his way, he was a carpenter by trade, or at least that's what I'm told. My kill hand is evil, across his brother's fist, that filthy five did nothing to challenge or resist. heaven, his throne is made of gold, and the ark of his testament is stowed, a throne from which I'm told all history does unfold. Down here it's made of a wooden wire, and in my body is on fire. God is never far away. My kill hand is called evil. Where's a wedding band that's good? 'Tis a long suffering shackle, coloring all that rebel blood. And the mercy seat is awaiting, and I think my head is burning in a way I'm yearning to be done with all this weighing up a truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And anyway, I told the truth, and I'm not afraid to die. And the mercy seat is burning, and I think my head is glowing in a way I'm hoping to be done with all this weighing up a truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And I got nothing left to lose, and I'm not afraid to die. And the mercy seat is smoking, and I think my head is boiling in a way it's spoiling all the fun with all this truth and consequence. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And anyway, I told the truth, but I'm afraid I told a lie. Thank you very much.
Recent studies have shown that diabetes can be prevented, and the results are even greater with my patients over age 60. Losing a small amount of weight by getting some physical activity, 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier has proven to be effective. Listen to the great results from one of my patients.
I had to learn how to change my way of eating because diabetes ran in my family, and I wanted to take control of it before I got it.
Having diabetes in your family and being overweight puts you at a higher risk for type 2 diabetes. These risks increase with age, which is why it is important to take your first step today.
There was a time I could not go from my basement up to my bedroom, but now I can, and that means a lot to me.
It's not too late to prevent diabetes. Join my patients who are taking small steps and gaining big rewards.
For more information on how to prevent type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO, Medford.
If you believe in what you seek, you will find it.
WMFO in Medford, 10:31 in the morning with Mike and Cassidy here. Hi, Cass.
Hey, Mike.
How art thou?
I am great. That was such a great song.
It was a really great song.
What a voice.
Yeah, I mean, I switched it up. I played a new noise as the last song of the set just because I'm running out of time.
But you know what? That was so good. It was totally worth it.
What's our friend James Keys?
Yeah.
James Keys is a local guy, and he put out that new track called Old Soul, A-U-L-D, Soul.
I'll be getting that one after the show.
Well, he's just a wonderful performer and so happy always when I see some new music from him.
Yeah.
It's just a single at the moment, but it's awesome. Thanks, James. Just before that, a request for the Golden Palominos from 1985's
wow.
Vision of Excess CD. That was Boy, parentheses, Go, featuring Michael Stipe.
And I saw them play.
And who requested that? Something is Mike Maloney.
I think it was Mr. Yeah. Maloney.
Thank you,
Good
Mike.
Good call, Mike.
Chameleons UK, another request. That's for Bob French from Left of the Dial, Dispatches from the 80s. That was Swamp Thing. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. That's a Cassidy request.
Yeah.
The CD is live from KCRW, The Mercy Seat. Always awesome to hear Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
That's a wonderful album.
And live like that.
Yep.
It was great. Zach Burt and the Motivated Sequence, local music, new EP called The Matador that was Lay Here Lying and just wonderful stuff.
Yeah, I got to say, thank you very much, Mike. I'm going to be spending my entire vacation budget on new music after this.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, I like that makes you angry. All right, six-song set from Miss Cassidy here.
Yay.
Starting off with, Dave Rawlings' Machine, who we've seen together so many times.
Oh.
And this is a track called Ruby. Anything to say before we spin your six songs?
This is the very first song off his very first album, and I have to say, and I don't say this lightly, he is the best guitar player I have ever seen.
It's WMFO. Enjoy, everybody.
Ruby, let down your golden hair where I'm standing at the bottom of your stair. Ruby, I can see your TV on, but the people there, they flicker and they're gone. So let down your golden hair for me tonight. Let down your golden hair for me to climb, just like an old time. Your head's on fire and I'm trying to get a message through to you. Ruby, you ain't lonely yet with your crystal and your Russian cigarette. Your bed's on fire and I'm trying to get a message through to you. Ruby, thank you.
two worlds on fire, and I'm trying to get a message through.
beyond the point of no return, of no return. Then it's too. Done.
listening to the radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Bravo!
WMFO Medford, and we hear the dwindling sounds of the wonderful Kathleen Edwards. I played the hell out of this when this came out.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And we've added a voice. That was Cassidy.
Yay.
And we've added Susie Q.
Whoa.
Hey, Susie
Nobody
Q.
Nobody calls me Susie Q and lives to see the next day.
I'm still alive, aren't I?
I did. I'm just going to itch my chair.
See
away
if you wake
slowly.
Up tomorrow.
How are you going to handle that? I don't know.
You'd have to do a show next week, then. So think about that carefully.
Well,
you have to get up earlier.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Let him live.
Yeah, I'll spare you.
So, Cass, if you want to talk about... we just mentioned Kathleen Edwards. You said she's coming out with something new?
So, for people who don't know, she's been on hiatus for quite a while. After her most recent album, which this is from, Voyageur, came out in like 2012, I think.
Voyageur.
Well, she does live in Ottawa. And she actually opened a coffee shop called Quitters in Ottawa.
Quitters, why?
She was kind of burned out on music.
It's a non-smoking cafe, right?
Quitters. There actually is a story behind it. She was, when she did her last record, she'd gone through a divorce, I guess, and she was in a relationship that ended just as the record was finished, and she went on tour and she just burned out. And when she was a teenager, she owned a she worked at a coffee shop and always liked it. And one of her band members one time when they were on this tour said, "You know what, Kathleen? You ought to just stop making music and open a coffee shop, and then you can call it Quitters."
Yeah.
And that's what she did.
Awesome.
And it's great. I really had a great time when I went there. She wasn't there, unfortunately, but
awesome.
It was still wonderful.
And just before that, what a wonderful pick. Grantley Buffalo from 1998's Jubilee, which is a great CD.
Yeah, it sure is.
Super slow motion. I haven't heard that in a while.
It's a deep album track.
It's just great.
I could have picked anything off this, but this it all flowed well together. And he has, we were all commenting earlier, just what a phenomenal voice he has. Why they weren't bigger is just beyond me.
I don't know.
Certainly deserved it.